Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. This is about the Australian social media ban, which has just taken effect, I think, yesterday. Well, first of all, let's acknowledge, yes, there is a problem. Social media, it can be internet crack. People just hooked on it and harmful memes can be disseminated. And that's why, as of yesterday, people under that age not allowed to access YouTube, Reddit, TikTok, Twitch, Kick, Snapchat, Threads, X, Facebook, Instagram, are there more? Now, apparently there's a way to circumvent it by putting up a photo of an older person pretending that that's you and so forth. And goodness, so it's just addictive. It's a waste of time at best, some of these things. But, you know, social media is there because people like it. Almost everyone's got the internet, has got social media. Remember Friends Reunited, this is the infancy of this thing, about 2000. Then came Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, and conquered all before it. And what was there? MySpace. That has gone the way of the dodo. Was there Bebo or a few other things like that? Because it's a great way to reconnect with people. Say, oh, you know, he's got married, she's had a baby. Oh, this person moved to that country. Oh, this person's in my town, I haven't seen her for years. Well, let's contact her. And people to advertise jobs, to advertise things for sale, to opine. Why not to inform you of, you know, gladsome tidings or sorrowful tidings or whatever, to send season's greetings, games like Farmville or whatever. So it has good uses. It's got value. It can also bring glee to people. I don't think it has to be terrible, but some people have got addictive personalities, particularly for things like this. And just because some people are foolish or some people are prone to compulsive behavior doesn't mean we should take this away from everyone. Now, I tend towards libertarianism. I'm not a libertarian, as I have an inclination in that direction. I recognize that these rights don't fully apply to minors. Now, in most countries, 18 is the age of majority. So why not 17 or 21 or 16 and a half or whatever? It's debatable. I know that. Sorites paradox. Why is it one more year? And you can apply that to any limit, a spatial limit or whatever, a temporal limit, and so forth. And I know that the brain is maturing, and brain scientists say it doesn't fully mature to the mid-20s, but it'd be preposterous to say, therefore, people should be allowed to vote or work or get married or whatever until their mid-teens. And remember, lifespan has expanded. Also, we expect lesser people. We wrap people in cotton wool at a younger age. Partly in advanced economies, people seldom have more than two children. Remember, there's only over a century ago when families would have half a dozen children, a few centuries, a dozen children, and just have to accept that most of them wouldn't make, well, half of them wouldn't make it. And then people had to start having children themselves in their late teens because lifespan was so short and there was no education for most people. But I suppose it's a luxury we're able to care for people into their late teens and say, no, you're not fully adult. You don't know how to provide for yourself. You have to be fully responsible. But So some people are wise at 16, some people are foolish at 60. But generally speaking, people are wiser the older they get. Just more life experience. I did things before that I wouldn't do now. People calm down. It's just the way the brain matures and people don't think through the repercussions of things. And that's people that take risky and foolish decisions. There's this feeling of invincibility and stuff like that. So I think it's a pity. I think there are other things could have been done about this to say that you can't have friends on social media. You can't send someone a message on social media and stuff like that. You could keep away the harmful stuff. I mean, obviously, child pornography is banned. Anything inciting murder or violence or probably racial hatred is banned, or telling me how to commit suicide or anything to trade narcotics. All that stuff is banned. But I don't see why it's a terrible thing that people have a few friends on social media. And there might be a way to keep predators off it because children want to kidnap. People want to kidnap kids. They could pose as minors themselves. The police are getting increasingly sophisticated about stopping these people and trapping these people. They say it's about the welfare of minors, that they have more pressure to be thin or whatever, or on social media bullying can lead to suicide. And that is true, and that is terrible, but that's the true of anything, of any social interaction. So I'm not sure what we can do. We can do more for suicide prevention rather than just simply take away this happiness from everybody, because, you know, anything, a food, a drink, a sport, fashion can lead to social harm at its worst. So it's terrible that they're not allowed on any social media platform. I think it's authoritarian. It's going too far. If there's to be an age limit at all, that's too high. Could you at 14 or 12? And little kids really don't know what they're doing. So if you want to invite people to a party, organize an event to meet in a park, there's a very, very easy way to do that. Goodness. But anyway, so I don't think it's a good thing. I think it's an overweening extension of state power. What do you think? So, I mean, YouTube, I know I sort of get hooked at it myself, but it's a little bit educational. It's fun, you know, music, dancing, whatever. There's some sort of educative videos. So they're having to age verify people like on Snapchat and whatever else. So that's the Labour Party led by the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Apparently he's very popular. He's been in office about 2.5 years. What about the other parties? I don't know what the Liberal Party or is it One Nation think about it, or the Greens and so on. But some parents have hailed it as a good thing. And I know people can waste their time being so-called friends with someone he or she's never met on the far side of the globe and ignoring people down the street. I remember someone was bought a drink on Facebook for his birthday and his wife said, buy him a real drink. Yeah, and people even going on Christmas Day. Guilty, but then I'm sending out funny messages. But it's great that, you know, jokes or whatever can be sent, or that there are worthy, healthy messages. It's important for political movements or whatever to be there. I mean, the government could do other things. Have compulsory government adverts like health warnings on it, health advice about helplines to ring if people are feeling depressed or suicidal, information about contraception, anti-drug education could compulsory flash up on these things, you know, warnings about the dangers of smoking and alcohol abuse or whatever. All these things, useful things, could be put up there as well if we have social media. So surely the thing is to regulate. I mean, somewhat regulated, possibly a bit more. But methinks is using a sledgehammer to crack a nut. It's an unwarranted abridgment of civil liberty. I think that the harms occasioned by the usage of social media by the under-16s were not of such a severity that it mandated this prohibition of people under that age accessing any social media. I think the great majority of it is not injurious to a person's mental or physical health. And so they'll take these cases, which are the rarest of the rare, as though those typify the whole thing, and extrapolate from that that the whole thing is really bad for people, which is a very unsafe conclusion to jump to. What do you think? Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgiacallant79@gmail.com. So please take out all the credit cards you can, remortgage your house, and donate every last ob to me. You will regret it, but I won't. Right. Thanks, everybody. Toodaloo.